Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is called The 4 R's of NLP. I walked in nervously, palms sweating, wondering what Ephraim was going to be like. I was in a log cabin in the middle of the New Forest. It was a group of people I was to spend the next week with. We were a group who, on the surface, had little in common, a mix of senior executives, therapists, trainers, engineers, designers, and even a priest. But a little below the surface, the group had one commonality, the desire to improve themselves. They were there to learn NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. It was an extraordinary week, not so much because of the NLP techniques I learned, but because of the conversations we had in our log cabin in the middle of the forest. We discussed everything, from religion to the Iraq War, the meaning of life and how to deal with difficult teenagers. But what was fascinating was that each and everyone respected each other's opinions. They recognised each other by really listening. You know, not the karaoke version of listening, but the type of listening which makes you feel that for the moment, this conversation is the most important thing in the whole world. They reassured each other by smiles, open questions, and a mood of learning and calm that it was safe to air your views. And were responsible and considered for what they said, taking responsibility for the impact this had on others and how they responded to others in comment and body language to what they said. Interestingly, it wasn't until I wrote this piece, a few weeks later, that I realised that what had happened was that everyone had modelled the first fundamental of NLP, the 4 R's. Not by going, I'm going to do NLP now, but they had done it instinctively. And I realised how lucky I was to actually experience in practice the result of everyone following this principle in action. So, respect, recognise, reassure yourself and others, and take responsibility for what you say and how you act. And perhaps you'll find the world as amazing as I did on that week in the New Forest. So, till next week, I'm going to finish with some words from one of my new friends, Caroline. Here we go. What's your thoughts? They become words. What's your words? They become actions. What's your actions? They become habits. What's your habits? They become character. What's your character? It becomes your destiny. Till next week, David Gardner.